It's the 8 o'clock news now from Vivian Traynor.
Three American citizens have returned to the United States following a prisoner swap with Russia. Journalists Evan Gerskovich and Alsu Kurmasheva, alongside former US Marine and Irish citizen Paul Whelan, landed in Maryland just before 5 o'clock this morning. They were greeted on the runway by the US President Joe Biden, the Vice President Kamala Harris, and their families. They were among 24 people released as part of the largest prisoner exchange since the end of the Cold War. Speaking from the scene, Kamala Harris said diplomacy was important to securing the swap.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden has said the killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was not helpful for reaching a ceasefire in Israel's war in Gaza. Haniyeh was killed in an attack that militants accuse Israel of conducting. Elsewhere, Hezbollah has said it launched rockets at northern Israel after the group's leader vowed a response to the death of its top commander, Fuad Shukr. The deaths have raised concerns of a wider regional conflict in the Middle East, with Iran, Hamas and Hezbollah warning they will retaliate against Israel. Units of Dublin Fire Brigade remained overnight at the scene of a large fire that broke out at a building supply manufacturer in North Dublin. Six fire engines responded to the blaze, which broke out yesterday afternoon and was brought under control late last night. Karen Carthy reports.
Six units of Dublin Fire Brigade responded to the fire, which broke out at the Camphill building in Clonshock Industrial Estate just before 5 p.m. yesterday. The blaze is now under control, although District Officer Jerry Woods said 90% of the premises had been destroyed. Camphill, which is a building materials supplier, said it will remain operational today as employees work from alternative offices. Only three staff members were on site when the fire broke out. All three were safely evacuated and no injuries were reported. The company said the cause of the fire was not yet clear, but they believed it was accidental.
Intel is to cut around 15,000 jobs globally, the equivalent of 15% of its workforce. It's not yet known what impact the announcement will have on its 4,900 Irish-based employees. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
Following disappointing financial results for the second quarter of the year, Intel last night announced a $10 billion cost-saving plan. It includes around 15,000 global job cuts, the majority of which are expected to be implemented by the end of this year. It's not yet known what impact the redundancies will have on Intel's 4,900 Irish-based workers. In a message to staff, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger said that next week the company would announce an enhanced retirement offering for eligible employees and open an application program for voluntary departures. The US chipmaker remains a major player in the personal computer and server markets, but Intel has struggled to keep pace with the growing demand for chips used in artificial intelligence systems.
An investigation by the Australian government has found that the Israeli airstrike that killed seven aid workers was the result of what it described as serious failures. The World Central Kitchen staff were killed in April when their aid convoy was hit by an Israeli strike while travelling in Gaza. The incident caused international outrage. The government review said the strike occurred after an Israeli surveillance drone flagged the vehicles after determining the charity's security personnel were carrying weapons. Defending Olympic rowing champions Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy race in the final of the men's lightweight double sculls at the Paris Games later this morning. The pair are just one of three rowing crews in finals action. From Paris, Siobhan Madigan.
Ireland's medal tally could be enhanced significantly on day seven of the Games here in Paris. The O'Donovan-McCarthy pair go for gold again in the final lightweight contest at Olympic level. The Skibbereen duo are due on the lake at 11:02 Irish time. Before them, the men's pair of Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney contest the A final and are outsiders for a medal, while Aoife Casey and Margaret Cremin cannot be ruled out when the medals are contested in the women's lightweight double. In sailing, the men's skiff medal race has been rescheduled for later today. Wind dependent in Marseille. Rob Dixon and Sean Wadilove right in the mix there too, only second to Spain in the standings. While the Irish show jumping team, the world ranked number one side this year, contest the team final at the Palace of Versailles with Shane Sweetnam, Daniel Coyle and Kian O'Connor riding for Ireland. In the boxing ring last night, further disappointment for heavyweight Jack Marley and flyweight Dana Moorhouse, both losing on split decisions, while Tom Fannin placed 10th overall in swimming's men's 50 free. Siobhan Madigan, RTE News, Paris.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Some bright spells this morning in eastern parts, but cloudy in general. A spell of persistent rain turning heavy at times will spread eastwards across the country through the morning and afternoon. Highest temperatures 17 to 23 degrees.